the PPI Radio Award-winning Late Lunch. LMFM.
So many teenagers drift through school at second level without an idea or plan about what they'd like to do in life. How many of us end up in jobs or careers by accident rather than design? I'm delighted to tell you that it need not be so, and that as parents or guardians of children, we can make a real difference. Dervla Kelly has convinced me in the pages of a new book called Career Coach, and Dervla joins me on the line. Afternoon, Dervla.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
I'm excellent. Great to be on your show.
Lovely to hear that. Is Donegal accent?
That's right.
The sweetest in the country. Let me say to you first, I really like what you have to say. This book is so different than anything I've ever read before. But let me play devil's advocate, if I may, for a moment. Teenagers and parents, Dervla, no communication. They decide for themselves, or parents say, well, the school career guidance will put them in the right direction.
Yeah, and you know, school career guidance is wonderful and is wonderful support in the schools, but parents have a huge influence on teenagers' career choices. 78% of all teenagers will go to their parents around career choices, and they'll have endless conversations in the kitchen, in the car, over a span of a good few years about career choice. And I believe parents can be a wonderful source of inspiration to teenagers, but sometimes parents don't know where to start. They might feel overwhelmed by the amount of choices that are out there. And I really felt that parents were really the key to good career choice in their teenagers' lives.
But a lot will say, Dervla, you know, they'll say listening today, well, God, I'm not qualified. I don't have the skills. Is it rocket science?
Well, I don't believe it's rocket science. Yes, it is important that you use the supports that are out there. But as parents, I believe the book Career Coach really offers a step-by-step guide to help parents help their teenagers, help them get to know themselves, get to know their values, their interests, their personalities, their skills. I mean, it's a very easy to read, easy to follow book. And it really does offer good steps on how to test out the world of work, how to get to know the world of work, and how to make good choices.
So what would you say, give a few pointers to parents in terms of that engagement? I did say at the outset, you know, children change as they come into their teenage years.
Sure.
They look on their parents differently and they think they know it all. So a few pointers of what you can do, you know, to engage and to get to know them and guide them.
Well, I think, first of all, Jerry, it's important to take a kind of a side door approach to these conversations. I would say, don't sit your teenager down and say, well, let's talk about your future and what you're going to do for the rest of your life. I think there's no such thing now as a job for the rest of your life. We're looking at coming in and out of maybe 3 to 4 jobs in our lifetime. And I think as well, if parents can maybe have conversations when they're doing activities with their teens, or driving the car, or having a walk, or if they're fiddling with an engine or making a cake or something, and to really ask open-ended questions, you know, like, well, you know, what subjects appeal to you at school? Or if you were doing transition year, well, how was your work experience? What was good about it? What appealed to you? Asking open-ended questions and affirming the teenager, not doing everything for the teenager. Encourage them to do a bit of research. Encourage them to think about the next step.
So we can over-daddy or mammy them.
Yeah, and I would say it's about working alongside the teenager, not doing it for them, because the more the teenager comes up with their own solutions, the more confident they will become in life.
You know the way people will say, OK, it's important, if you're not going to third level, to get a job, bring in some money. And then if it is to be further study, parents will often say, well, what is the most secure, most perhaps financially rewarding career? Not a good approach, according to you, in this book.
No, I mean, Career Coach is all about following what you love. It certainly, you know, a trade is as good as any degree. It gives wonderful examples of people that are gardeners, hairdressers, doctors, florists. I mean, I think it is about following what you love. And if you follow what you love, you'll excel at it and you'll be committed to it and you'll persist at it.
So that ties in with a lovely quote I want to read from the book, and it really struck me. Success is not the key to happiness, rather happiness the key to success.
Yes.
Where did you get that one from? Is that yours?
Oh, I don't think it's mine. I think, would that be one of the people that gave an interview? Maybe it's Robert Chambers, the hairdresser.
Yeah, it possibly is. But I think it sums it all up. In other words, pursue what you love.
Absolutely. I think that, and that's where like parents can really come in and help their teenager. It's asking questions about, well, how was that activity for you? You know, was it joyful for you? You know, how was your energy around that? You know, did you get a kick from it, a buzz from it? Because I often think our joy and our energy and our happiness is often a good indicator of the path that we're meant to take.
So the pressure from the point system, you know, the points race every year and everybody's focused on it. And there is that view that everybody has to go to college. That's not the way life or society or work works, is it?
No, I believe that, you know, a trade is as good as a degree, and it's about looking at a variety of options. Now, even if you didn't get the points you wanted, there are also post-leaving cert courses. There is the option of working and going to college when you're ready. There is the option of an access course or graduate entry. I think that, you know, a lot of teenagers these days are suffering a lot with anxiety and the need to be perfect and to get everything perfect from the outset. And I think that that's a mistake that we're making. And I think as parents can really encourage resilience in teenagers, and that's a focus in career coach as well. That kind of bounce back ability. If you didn't get it the first time, don't give up. Persistence wins in the end. And a real key in the book as well is the value of attitude. It's about having the right attitude, a good attitude, being enthusiastic. It really takes you far. And you see that in examples in people like Nevin Maguire, or there's a local florist there with you in Dunshaughlin, Jenny Murphy.
Yes.
She won the gold in Chelsea.
We know her well.
You know her well.
Yes, we do. And I was going to come to that, because her little mantra was she went in and spent some time, you know, in the flower shop of her mum's to see, do I like this? Would it be for me? And what she says is, if you were to ask her one thing, if you turn back the clock, I can and I will. That's what she believed.
Yeah, and I just love that mantra. And I know she wears a little bracelet with that motto on her arm. And I think that career coach really is about I can and I will. And it's about parents delivering positive attitudes, messages and attitudes to their teenagers at home. Encourage them not to give up, not to give up on their dreams, to keep dreaming and to keep taking steps. If you think of it as, you know, each step you take takes you closer to where you want to be, and affirming them as they take each step and noticing their progress and praising the effort that they make.
Here's a couple of stats that you refer to. 50% of people regret the career choices they make, and 40% of people drop out of the first choice courses that they make. Now, they are very high stats. How do you go about avoiding that?
Well, I think the key is, well, as parents, to work with your teenagers to do the groundwork, to do a bit of research. First of all, to get to know yourself well as a teenager, to get to know what you're happiest at, where your strengths are, your natural abilities, where your skills lie, and what skills you enjoy using, and to get to know where do you get meaning and purpose in life, like what motivates you, where's your curiosity. That's the first step. And the second step is to do a bit of groundwork and do some research. And it's about, again, I will say, it's not about the parent doing it for the teenager, but it's about maybe even looking at the book and familiarising yourself with websites. Open Day is coming up. Higher Options is on in Dublin next week in the RDS. And it's like researching the preferred field and knowing what it entails and knowing what courses are all about, what you'll be doing in first year and second year, and what careers are about, and having the right expectations. Because campus.ie did a recent survey of 1,400 students, and many of those that considered dropping out, 23% of them said the course wasn't what they expected. Now, again, if parents and teenagers did the research early on, they could avoid that. And parents work hard, they do their best to save money to put their kids into college or onto a course. And by dropping out, it costs them a lot of money in the long run.
Absolutely. I know a friend of mine, his daughter went down a road, and I won't tell you the amount of money involved. She came back to him recently and said, I want to do something else. And he said, fire ahead, but fund it yourself, darling. And I can understand why as well,
with
the figure involved. Just in terms of, you know, sussing out again or getting that right, that choice right. You're a big fan of shadowing people in work, getting experience, you know, no pay for this, for volunteering, all that type of thing.
Yeah, I think it's crucial to test out the world of work. I mean, I was talking to a young girl last week interested in occupational therapy, and I said, well, why not shadow an occupational therapist for the day? You know, an occupational therapist that maybe works with children, because that's the area that she was interested in. And that can give you a real sense of what's the day-to-day reality like. It doesn't cost anything. And there, I often notice that a lot of people are more than willing to share their expertise, and they love working with young people and encouraging them along. I think work experience is hugely beneficial. And again, maximising the use of TY is a great idea. If you're not doing TY, then use your summers wisely or use the breaks wisely and get in to that work area and see what it's like. And then afterwards, you know, be honest with yourself, or as a parent, ask your teenager, well, what did you really think about it? You know, did it appeal to you? And to really kind of reflect honestly on what it meant.
Where do you stand on somebody who's gone the wrong way and is doing a job for the sake of it, going through the motions? Now, some people have to stay there, Dervla, because financially there is no other way around this. What do you say to somebody like that who, you know, is a square peg in a round hole?
Well, first of all, I would empathise with the person listening who feels that way. It's not easy to feel stuck and to feel stagnant. But I always feel that change is possible and that there are many choices out there. I mean, people can often bridge into something new. And I think it's about encouraging maybe somebody to look at a nighttime course or picking up a new skill or doing it in a kind of an incremental basis and finding other people around you who have made changes and made them successfully. I mean, these days there are people going to college in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s. You're never too late to learn, and you're never too late to grow.
You certainly aren't. And I commend you as well on those little case studies, Jenny Murphy being one of them there. I see Nevin Maguire in there. There are many others as well. And you've done that in a format. You put the same questions to every one of them. It's so interesting to see their different take on it.
Yeah, and it's amazing too, Jerry. Some people know what they want to do when they were younger.
Yes.
Like Nevin Maguire always knew he wanted to cook, and I think his mother was a big inspiration to him. But other people didn't know, and they kind of stumble upon their path as well. But I think what's evident among everyone in the book is that they love what they do, and they're committed to their craft, and they're committed to excellence, and they're committed to self-improvement.
That is so true, and that really jumps off the pages with all of these people. And the latter part of the book there as well is really good, because you go through the different things. You mentioned college, apprenticeships, things like that, and there is real sound advice in it. I like this. I don't like it. I really love this book. Career Coach is the name of it. It's by Dervla Kelly, and it's available all around the country, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, it's in all bookstores. It's available in Amazon as well, and it's getting a great response. Parents say it's easy to follow, easy to read. They're reading the book, and then their teenagers actually picking up the book as well and having a thumb through it. And I think even the appendix at the end takes you through the system. I mean, parents need to be aware of different supports that are out there as well, different scholarships, different disability access courses, different access courses too. Because sometimes if it's your first child, it can be overwhelming, and it's a new language, and some parents find it difficult. And I think that the appendix in itself breaks it down into manageable steps.
It certainly does. I love it. Congratulations on a wonderful book, and thank you for joining me on the show today, Dervla.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Bye-bye. That's the career coach, author Dervla Kelly, a step-by-step guide to help your teen find their life's purpose. I read this book and it's terrific. I have one copy. I'm done with it. Would you like it? Have you got a teenager that, you know, maybe doesn't know what they want to do? I'll give it to somebody out there. Tell me why. Why should I give it to you, you or your child as well, your teenage child? 53958, if you'd like to give me a reason, and we'll pick somebody before the end of the show, and I'll send it out to you today. And I promise you, it'll be of huge benefit. I was just interested in my own mind there, listening to Dervla talk about finding your path in life, finding out something where you, that you love. I stumbled into this chair by complete accident. I mean, I did, you know, something so much different in my life. And here I am today. And Late Lunch, what, 7 years on and working in radio. And I absolutely love what I do. It took me a while to get here, but I love it. I love coming to work every day. And, you know, you cannot beat having that feeling within you every day of your life, because it makes it a pleasure. It really does. And I'm just like that because I think of myself when we were talking there a moment ago. You're at Late Lunch on LMFM Radio. Still to come on the show, Liam Harbison is here with us. We know what's happening with the refugees across Europe coming from the Middle East. Well, Liam has a very interesting story about himself and his own family to tell us, not from the current crisis, but from the past. But it resonates with what's happening today. If you want to get in touch with us on the show, don't forget, the book is yours if you want that book, Career Coach. 53958. Why should I give it to you? Send me in the reason with your name and details, and we'll let you know who's getting that one before the end of the show.
LMFM. The PPI Radio Award-winning Late Lunch.